You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
No, Phil, what happened to the calls? I just looked up at the screen. We had like four calls holding. Did our phones crash?
So many technical issues.
Don't get scared, too, and hang up. Come on!
I think we might have had a technical issue, but I think one or two of them just hung up as the as that introduction started. They were like,
Never mind. Come on, you guys.
303-691-1649. Call us. Anybody. 303-691-1649.
Come on, talk about whatever you want. Don't get scared.
While some people who could not call sent messages, can I start with those?
Yeah.
L-E-L-L-E. Hey, boys, who is the best and worst guests you've ever had on the show? We for the most part, stopped doing guests a few years ago. I mean, we'll occasionally still have a comic who will come on. Mm-hmm. Like, we'll have comedians who are going to play Comedy Works or something. They'll come in. We'll still do that. Like, Bob Marley, the comedian, is fun to have on.
Who's that one comedian that's horrible that you love having on?
Shut up.
What's that guy?
No, don't say that. That's a horrible thing to say. There's a comedian that I love. Jeremy doesn't, and so we're not allowed to have him anymore.
Every time he's on, he flops.
He doesn't flop. He's hilarious.
Last time he was on, he started talking about pornography, and we're like,
No, he didn't. Years. I will say this. I will. Best guests. There's been a lot of them have been great. I still say the worst guest that I ever had on the show was Marsha from the Brady Bunch. Because she, I have to tell this story. I'm sorry, but it was this whole thing is like, what's her name? Maureen McCormick or something. Marsha from the Brady Bunch is going to come in. She's going to be on the morning show, which she can only spend like 20 minutes. But do you want to talk to her? I was like, sure. I think our listeners would find that interesting. I am not exaggerating one bit of this. She walked into the studio holding, this shows you it's been a while, holding a newspaper. And she sat down, never made eye contact with me, proceeded to open her paper and start reading it. I turned the mics on, and when I asked questions, she would give me two or three word answers while she turned the page of the paper and read it. So after about 3 or 4 minutes of this, I just said, hey, thanks for coming in. See you later.
Later.
She got up, did not say goodbye. She did not say goodbye. She grabbed her paper and got up and walked out.
She did not want to be here.
That's the most incredible experience in terms of a negative experience
I might have ever had
on this show. And I remember asking the promotions person, I was like, what the hell just happened?
What is going on here? Is somebody playing a joke on me? Yeah. Kimmy Kim Kim wrote in on Facebook. She says, boys, I see it's National Cooking Day. What's the one food you will not eat? Ha ha ha. And that says Kim.
What's yours?
Goulash all day long. Goulash is disgusting. Goulash and beets.
I'm with you on the beets.
Beets are disgusting. I've been tainted by beets because my mom had a garden growing up, and she grew a ton of beets, and then she would can them, and she'd make us can them, and then we'd eat canned beets for like the next 4 years. No. Disgusting.
That's not a mother's love.
At all. So foul. What about you?
Beets are in there. Sushi for me.
People, you're not a sushi guy.
People freak out. They're like, that's the greatest thing ever. I was like, I know. It's just not for me.
Yeah.
I'm glad you love it. It's not for me. Before I get to another one through Facebook, a quick call.
Carly.
Let's get to Carly on the phone. Hey, Carly, welcome.
Hello. Good morning.
Hey.
What's going on No Filter Friday?
No Filter Friday. So first time caller. I've been listening for years. Love you guys. And it's just, I mean, super boring, but I went and got my blood drawn this morning, so I thought I'd share with you.
Whoa.
Well, that's not boring. Did you get a cookie?
No, but they had suckers. I didn't grab one because it's like 8:15 and I'm still drinking my coffee, but...
You can dip that cookie in that coffee.
Yeah. I would have taken a cookie. I definitely would have.
Now, were you donating blood, or are you getting, like, blood tests done, or what's going on?
Blood tests. Extra boring.
Yeah.
No,
they got to make sure you're healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not as bad as people think. I think people make it worse in their head, and then when you get the prick, it's just like, you know, a little mosquito bite.
Yeah, it's not bad. And you just, if you look away, everything's fine.
Yeah, don't look.
A couple of times have had these people who are so good at it that I kid you not, you don't even feel it at all. You don't even get that little pinch feeling. It's just, you look down and you're like, oh,
right
you did
in.
It.
Right yeah. in.
Those people, I don't know how so much. Good. I don't know how much they get paid, Carly, but those people are worth their weight in gold.
Yeah.
The ones who can insert a needle with no feeling whatsoever.
Well, you did it right, too, getting the blood test first thing in the morning so you don't, like, eat all night, so you really don't have to fast or anything, huh?
Exactly. The fasting was done when I was sleeping, so it was all good.
Brilliant.
And this guy who did it for me was great. And, you know, I've seen people get poked, like, 4 times. But this guy did great.
Well, some people have crappy veins.
Right. True.
And these experts who draw blood will tell you that they just groan when they see somebody come in and they, you know, they put the little, you know, tube on to, you know, cut off your circulation and they tap on your, and they're like, oh, there's no vein there. Oh, God.
So, did you have to pee in a cup, too? Did you do a pee test, too?
I was lucky enough not to have to pee in a cup. That's good. A little bonus, but apparently I have good veins because he got it on the first try.
Good for you.
You know, the peeing in the cup, Carly, is interesting, too. Have you done it in those offices where you pee in the cup and then you have to put it in the, you have to open up a door and you put it like, like in a little medicine cabinet thing and you close it?
Oh, yeah. It's super fun.
Last time I did it out in the waiting area, which was weird. Like, I guess you're not supposed to do it out there? I had my physical just a couple weeks ago, and I had to do the pee thing or whatever. And there's a little basket on the back of the toilet, and the guy was like, please put it in the basket when you're done. Only the basket. Nowhere else. Just in the basket. And I was like, oh, have you had some incidents? He's like, let's just say these things tip over really easy.
Oh, gross.
No!
And then you get the ones that don't have the lid on top, so then it's just, it can be...
I know! And then how weird is that? Like, I'm standing there doing the test, or filling up the cup, and there was like 3 other ones in the basket still waiting. And I'm like, well, you could tamper with those. You could put a little splash of you in each one of those if you wanted to.
that's not okay.
You know, I feel like this was not...
That's great.
Yeah. Like a little...
Well, just take all 3 of them and mix and match them, you know?
Swish, swish, swish. And then just dunk one in the toilet water and put it back up there.
Yours and all 3 of those into one and shake it up and then sample out 4.
And then they open the door while you're doing it.
Everyone has everybody's...
Yes, I just feel like that it wasn't sanitary, and I was like, there's got to be some sort of protocol where these should be collected before the next person's in here.
It would be like the suicide thing at the fountain drink where you get a little
each
one. You know, one time, you know the door that I'm talking about? It's like a medicine cabinet. You open it, and you put your pee in there, and you close it, and then they open it from the other side.
Oh, tricky.
And they take it out, right? And one time years ago, I remember they must have heard me open the door. So they opened theirs, and I actually am handing my pee to a woman on the other side of the wall.
Do you hold it a little longer as she tries to pull it, and you're pulling it back?
Pull it back.
Then you grab her hand.
Spill it on her wrist a little bit.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
When do you get all your results, Carly? Are you going to call us and tell us, like, your cholesterol level and everything?
Definitely. I'll definitely call back and let you know how healthy I am. I should be getting them later today. So, yeah, we're good.
All right.
You
good luck.
Rockstar. How long have you been listening to this show?
As long as I've been living in Denver, so about 5 years now.
Good for you. We appreciate that so much. Where'd you move here from?
Oh, Greeley, Colorado.
Oh, you didn't go too far.
just down the road.
Smells better down here.
way better in Denver, for sure.
You are delightful. Thank you for calling. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your test.
Yes. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have a good rest of your day.
You too.
You as well. Have a great weekend. So good. Listen to this note from David. Dom and Jeremy, I can't wait to get your reaction to this.
All right.
Dom and Jeremy, have you ever thought about doing your show with your wives one day where Nicole and Gretchen would join for an hour or two? He says, I think a lot of us would like to hear that. Yeah. David, are you being a perv?
Don't be a creeper, dude. I bet you knick-knack would. I bet Gretchen would not.
Correct.
Yeah.
I cannot. She has been on the show one and a half times, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I think we might have gotten her for a few seconds a second time. She will not do it.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. She wants to keep things separate, I guess.
No, it's not that.
She's scared? Nervous?
She's very, very, very. And you know, the thing is, she's a flipping comedian. I mean, she's hilarious. And, I mean, you get her at a party or something like that, and she's just going to talk your ear off and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something about throwing that microphone open on the radio show, and she won't do it.
Huh.
And, you know, I've tried saying that line. Nicole does it all the time.
Knick-knack does it.
Yeah,
I think Nicole would love it. Nicole would love it because I think she could then throw her opinion in because it's always me spouting off about stuff in our relationship.
Don't I know it?
So she would love the equal footing, the equal ground when it came to that.
Why don't you just have her come in anyway?
Yeah, we could do that one morning.
Even
that'd
if
be kind of fun.
Gretchen won't do it, or maybe we'll shame Gretchen into it. But, yeah. I mean,
that would be kind of fun.
Have her come in and hang out for
we'll have wives day.
Wife day. Wife, one.
I mean, well, you know. No, I have two.
We'll bring them both in.
We'll see. We'll see.
It'll be the wives
do like
and
my
girlfriends
quiet time.
Show, and they'll all be with Jeremy.
I like my alone time, though.
David, thank you for that idea. L, thank you for your note. Thank you to everybody else that we did not get to on your messages. We appreciate you very much. God, that was funny just reminiscing about P-Test, too.
I know.
We also once on one of these segments got a call from a lady when I said, what do you do for a living? She said her job was driving pee around town.
Oh, that's right, to the different labs and stuff.
She would pick up at labs or the collection points and take them to the lab.
Mm-hmm.
So she drove urine around town. That was her job.
She hated speed bumps.
I think I remember asking her, I was
sloshy.
Like, does your car smell? And she was like, no, they're all sealed.
You hope.
You hope you don't get into an accident, though.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if it was a bad enough accident and that stuff is all over the place? The emergency medical guys would be like, what the hell happened here?
Somebody blew a bladder.
This lady really needed to go.
Get a fire truck out there and hose everything down.